Joe Miller is upset with the Division of Elections' decision to move up the ballot count of the U.S. Senate race by 8 days. Officials have to hand-examine every write-in ballot to see if voters actually did write in Lisa Murkowski for the seat, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Renee Limoges, the press secretary for Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell, says he decided to move up the timeline in order to benefit Alaskans.
That date was fluid to begin with, and after Tuesday night, the Lieutenant Governor consulted with the Division of Elections and the Department of Law and determined that it's in everyone's best interest, both campaigns and the constituents, to determine the outcome of that election as quickly as possible.
But Joe Miller says moving up the counting date hurts his ability to mobilize and get in place volunteers to monitor the hand examination of ballots.
First of all, I guess a decision was made to have the count in Juneau, not in Anchorage, where, of course, most of the state facilities are, and accelerating the time by, 8 days is clearly going to be detrimental to our efforts to get our volunteers there, because we got to have people on the ground to watch the ballots.
Miller says it will take hundreds of volunteers and a stream of donations to watch the count of more than 81,000 write-in ballots. He believes the Division of Elections' decision to move up the count follows a pattern of actions that hurt his campaign.
We are making it very clear, though, that we are not happy with that decision. We don't think it's consistent with what the Division of Elections originally said. And, of course, I mean, that just goes into this long list of things that the Division of Elections has done over the last couple of weeks that give us grave concern.
One of the complications to the process is that 160 people registered as write-in candidates in order to create confusion in the process and throw a wrench into Lisa Murkowski's bid. Miller's supporters encouraged what one blog called Operation Alaska Chaos, but Miller says he stayed out of that.
We certainly did not encourage that, but I will tell you that I think there was a great deal of public disdain for what they saw coming out of the Division of Elections. You had the Division of Elections changing on the ground things that have happened for 50 years in the state for this one single candidate. I mean, we went from, for 50 years never providing a list of write-in candidates to suddenly we've got write-in lists being provided.
Miller and his campaign may be voicing their concerns, but the Division of Elections says they have not received any formal complaints about the new counting date. Renee Limoges with the Lieutenant Governor's office says at this point, Lieutenant Governor Campbell is not reconsidering his decision to start looking at ballots next week.
I'm not aware of any reconsideration at this time. Alaska's waiting with bated breath, if you will, to see how this turns out. And it's my understanding that we're proceeding as planned.
The Lieutenant Governor's office announced Thursday that it will count ballots where people wrote in Joe Miller as going toward the Republican nominee. That's welcome news to the Miller campaign, which raised the issue on Wednesday. Limoges says Miller did not register as a write-in, but Lieutenant Governor Campbell thinks counting write-ins cast for him is following the law, since Miller is an official candidate.
As the statement indicates, the Lieutenant Governor has consulted with, the Department of Law and our statute. So I think this is how we're proceeding at this time. This is obviously a hypothetical issue. We haven't looked at the ballots yet, but there's been some discussion of it.
Miller's campaign staff says they're starting to assemble their own team of lawyers to oversee next week's ballot count. In Anchorage, I'm Libby Casey,